Welcome to the Spartan Underground Show, your ultimate resource for everything Spartan race training. Discover what the best SGX coaches are doing to help their clients boost performance, dominate obstacles, and get through each race burpee-free. Here is your host, Mike Diebler.
What's up, guys and girls? This is SGX coach Mike Diebler, and thank you for joining the Spartan Underground Show. I am feeling awesome right now. I just got done with my workout, and I'm just sipping on my post-workout shake right now. I'm in training for the Pala Beast. Couple more weeks to go. I'm feeling really good and just can't wait for the race. If you are going to be at the SoCal race, whether you're doing the Beast or the Sprint, we will be there. Love for you to come by and say, hey, the studio I own is actually sponsoring the race, and we are going to have a tent there, and we should be right by the finish line. We're going to have some great stuff given away. We're going to have our therapist there if you have any injuries you're dealing with. Our masseuse should be there if you want to get a quick post race massage, and then we'll have tons of other stuff. So yeah, definitely come by and check us out if you are running at Pala. Well, welcome to episode 4. We are rolling now with these podcasts. I'm getting excited. Hopefully they're getting better and better, but please do in iTunes review us. I would love to know how I'm doing. I want to, you know, this is a free thing we're doing. I just want to help you guys train for your race. So please just give us a review. Let us know if there's anything you want to hear about or learn more about. We will definitely try and cover that. Anything that we cover in this podcast or any of our podcasts, if you want to check out any videos or links we may talk about, make sure you head over to the website. It is www.spartanunderground.com/podcasts, or you can just go to the homepage and scroll down. You'll see the podcast button there. And while you're on the podcast, or while you're on the homepage, feel free and enter your name and email and get our 4-part series on our Step Up to Spartan program that I kind of summarized in episode 1 if you haven't checked it out. But basically, we give you a 4-part system on how you should start training for your Spartan race, or at least to give you some new ideas if you're kind of stuck in a rut. So yeah, check it out and get started on your training. For today, this will probably be a quicker podcast. Since we're still new in our episodes, I wanted to kind of start at the beginning, and really we should talk about some assessments. And I know assessments is probably not the sexiest topic. You know, people want to know what supplements are gonna, you know, give you a little boost in your performance, or new training methods, and we'll definitely cover those things. But honestly, we need to start at the beginning. And if you have a goal, and whatever that goal may be, to finish a race with no burpees, to beat a PR, to hit the spear, whatever, you know, your goal is your goal. You kind of need to know where you're starting from, and that's where our assessments come in. Now, there are hundreds and hundreds of assessments you can do. So what I thought that I would do in this podcast is just go over some basic ones and kind of talk about what you should at least be covering in your assessments, and how often you should be assessing yourself to really see what's going on. Because as we go on these podcasts, and as you read and research different training methods, when we talk about studies and anecdotal evidence and things like that, you want to know what's going to work for you. And it's great to use research, and I'm a big believer in having research to back things up. But research doesn't really prove anything. It just kind of points us in the right direction. And that's what we want to remember, where just because something deemed true in a research study, you don't know if you're that same exact population. You don't know if you're doing it exactly the way they did it. You don't know if they even tested for all variables. So there's so many different things that can happen. So when you hear about something, you should be testing yourself. And that's what the assessment is. You want to see where you start. Then you're going to intervene in some way. That could be a supplement, it could be a training method, whatever, a new piece of equipment. You're going to do that for an extended period of time, and then you're going to test it again. So there's a couple different areas that you want to assess, and I kind of broke it down into 6 main things, all right? And those are movement, power, strength, muscular endurance, cardiorespiratory endurance, and grit. And for training for a Spartan race, I thought that kind of summarized everything. So starting with number 1, movement, that's where we really need to start, because if you move poorly, any training program I give you or anybody gives you or you read online, it's probably going to hurt you. And if it doesn't hurt you, it's not going to really make you much better, right? Because if you can't move and you just try loading up a squat or a bench press or whatever it might be, you might be getting worse and worse and worse. And then injuries pop up or you see a decrease in performance because you're just not moving properly. So you should evaluate your movement. This one, I'm not going to spend a ton of time because it's really too difficult to explain how to assess movement on a podcast. But as I mentioned in episode one, I'm a big believer in the functional movement screen, and I think it's something that just everybody should do. So in order to do this, you would want to find somebody who's certified in the FMS. Go online, go to functionalmovements.com, and I'll put the link in there so you can find a coach that can do this, right? And they would just basically do 7 different movement patterns and score you and let you know where you might need the most help. And they'll probably, if they're good, they're going to give you some ideas on where you get started. Now, whether you want to continue working with that person is up to you, but it's definitely going to be worth the investment to at least get the assessment done and find out where you should start. Where is your movement lacking? Is it mobility restrictions? Is it stability restrictions or weakness? Whatever it might be, at least you have an idea and then you can start from there, right? So that's all I'm going to say about movement. Use the FMS or a similar movement-based screening tool to find out how well you move. And if you move really well, then you know, all right, you can start loading up movement and progressing from there. And if you move really bad, you want to start at some basic level movement skills and progress from there. All right, then we're going to move into our power assessment. And to keep this simple, I'm assuming you're probably not going to have access to a ton of different equipment. We're going to keep it simple to a lower body power exercise. And I say lower body, and this is really technically a total body power movement, but we're going to just look at a broad jump, right? So broad jump is going to be a single jump as far as you possibly can. You probably did this test in high school or elementary school even, right? So really simple to test. All you're going to need is a starting point and measuring tape, and that's really it. So you just pull out measuring tape, you put a piece of tape or something down at the zero, stand over that tape, and then you're just going to jump as far as you can without running into it or stepping into it. Your feet are going to start in a squat position. You're going to jump as far as you can, and you are going to stick the landing. And that is important because it's not just power, but control that we want to see. So you should be able to jump and then land and not move, right? So you land in that squat position, basically just how you started. Then you just measure the distance from the starting point to your heel. So it's great to have somebody to help you. But like I said, if you're by yourself, just roll the tape out longer than you know you're going to jump, and then just jump right basically on top of the measuring tape so you know exactly how far. You just look down, measure from your heel, and that's it, right? And basically take the best of 3 attempts and mark that down. Now, as I go through these, I'm not going to give you numbers to hit or standards or anything like that, because it honestly doesn't matter. With these assessments, you're assessing your ability where you currently are, not compared to anybody else. Right, so you can go up online and look up these different charts if you really, really need to compare yourself, but this is for you to see if your training methods are making these things better. All right, so I just wanted to throw that in there. So power, we do our broad jump. Next is going to be strength. So obviously, along with power, we need strength. Strength and power work closely together. Strength testing does get a little tricky. Your standard is going to be some type of 1 rep max testing. Again, you can go crazy and test a whole bunch of different things. I think if you do a squat or a deadlift, you're probably going to be fine, because again, even though they're primarily lower body, those are total body movements. And it's going to represent things that you would need strength for in a Spartan race, right? Especially a deadlift. You need to pick something up, right? You're going to have to pick up the Atlas stone, sandbags, whatever it might be. So a 1 rep max test deadlift would be a good idea. Obviously, if you're not skilled at a deadlift, then we don't need to test your 1 rep max hit. You just need to practice that movement and get better at it. If you're just nervous about doing maximally loaded deadlifts or squats or any exercise for that matter, then just use like a 5 rep max or a 6 rep max or whatever, even 10 rep max, right? There's formulas online that you can use, and I'll put a link in the show notes on charts that you can use. So if you just don't want to risk injury and do a one rep max test, you can do a 10 rep max and then use a formula to figure it out, right? And it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be close enough. We just want an idea of where we're starting from. All right, then we are going to move into our muscular endurance testing. Again, a lot of different tests that you can use here. Since the first two I mentioned were primarily lower body assessments, for muscular endurance, we'll throw in an upper body test, and we'll do a push-up test, pretty standard push-up test. There are a couple things here. One, obviously, make sure you know how to do a proper push-up. I'm not going to get into the push-up techniques. Again, you can look that up online, but hopefully you understand what a good quality push-up is. What I do want to review is the test, though, just to set it up for consistency, because a muscular endurance test, so we're basically looking how many times that muscle can contract at a given intensity. So we're not loading it, we're just doing normal push-ups. I'm a big believer in only doing push-ups from your toes, not from your knees. If you are not at the level where you can do a full push-up from your toes from the ground, then you bring the ground up. And what I mean by that is you find a bench, you find a counter, the stairs, whatever. You find an incline level that you can do a good quality push-up from, but you're still on your toes, right? Because those are two different exercises. The core involvement in a push-up from your toes is just so much greater than a push-up from your knees. So when possible, stick to push-ups on your toes and just raise your hands up to whatever level you need to. So some things, what we should at least look at, what is a full push-up? You'll want to put something down for you to touch your chest to. Now that can be a tennis ball, a yoga block, whatever. The main thing is you're consistent. It should be a few inches off the ground. Every time you go down, you're going to touch your chest to it, and then you're going to press back up. And then at the top, we want full extension. So your arms should be fully extended, arms totally straight. That would be a full rep. So just make sure it's all the way down, touch your chest, and then all the way back up again, not half push-ups where you're just kind of bouncing up and down or just nodding your head, right? So be consistent. Use the same pieces of equipment every time. So if you use a yoga block the first time, use a yoga block every time you do this test. All right, now, the goal is not to just get down there and pump out as many push-ups as you can, because we want this to be consistent for testing purposes. So what I'm going to recommend you do is actually get a metronome. Hopefully you know what a metronome is. If not, it's just going to, you'll see it for counting music. It's just going to set up a beats per minute, right? So there are tons of free apps that you can download on your phone or your computer to set up your metronome. So we're going to set it up for 50 beats per minute. So it's going to beep 50 times every minute. Now what you're going to do is time your push-up to those beeps. So basically every time you hear the beep, you're moving. So on the first beep, you touch your chest down to the object. Next beep, you're going to push up fully extended and then back down, right? And you're just going to go back and forth, staying in consistent with that metronome. And basically the test is over when you can no longer complete a push-up or when you no longer can keep up with that rhythm, right? And then we're going to mark down total number of repetitions. So that's going to be how we're going to do our muscular endurance tests with the push-up tests, all right? So it's really important we use it to a metronome and not just cranking out as many push-ups as you can, because if the speed's different, you're not really testing for the same thing, right? So maybe you did you just timed for a minute and you got 30 push-ups the first time, and then the next time you did 40. I don't really know if your endurance improved, or maybe your speed just got faster and you just did push-ups faster but not necessarily with better endurance. So use the metronome to test that. All right, and then next we're getting into, again, with our endurance, but now we're getting into cardiorespiratory endurance instead of muscular endurance. Again, let's keep it simple here. A great test is going to be your mile and a half run, right? So whether this is on a treadmill or outside and you can mark off the distance, whatever it might be. I'm a big fan of Runkeeper. There are a million running apps out there, but you can just set that up, go on a run, and just time yourself for a mile and a half and see how you do. So that one's pretty simple. Again, just be consistent. If you're going to do it on the treadmill, do it on the treadmill every time. If you're going to go outside, try and do it the same route, the same course each time, just so the hills are the same or whatever. Everything is as consistent as possible. All right, and then our final assessment. So grit, this of course is going to be burpees. So what better way to test grit than with 5 minutes of burpees? I know that might sound terrible, but that's what grit's all about, right? Seeing what you're made of. So I'm sure you know what a burpee is, but it would be a full race burpee. So chest touches the floor, and then jumping back up, hands going above the ears, right? And you're just trying to see how many you can do in 5 minutes. You rest whenever you need to, and then you hit it again and just count the number of reps in 5 minutes. So that's one that probably most people won't do because it's hard and it sucks and you're gonna hurt when you get through it. But that's what Spartan racing is all about. It's seeing what you're made of, how hard you can push yourself, and are you mentally and physically tough to make it through some of these challenges. So that might be an easy one to just kind of leave off and save for another time, but really make sure you're throwing that grit test in there and pushing yourself. And if you need to modify the burpee in any way, then again, this is testing for you, not for anybody else. So modify it. If you have to do it on a bench or an incline, or you're just not ready to do a push-up yet, or you can't jump, whatever it might be, stick to whatever level you can and just see how many you can do in 5 minutes. And again, just be consistent. So whatever way you did it the first time, you're going to do it again the next time. All right, so those are our six assessments that I think is a great place to get started with. Now, the next point I just want to touch on is, so how often should we do this? Really, you can do it as often as you like. There could be overkill when you're just doing it too often, but a lot of these you might be working into your program, so you're kind of doing it on a regular basis, right? Like you're doing your deadlifts, you're doing your broad jumps or your push-ups, so you'll have an idea when they're improving. But just kind of a good rule that you can stick with is you should see improvements probably every 6 to 8 weeks. So that would be a good amount of time to introduce whatever type of training method or supplement or anything that you might be trying to see if it's improving what you're doing. Be consistent for that 6 to 8 weeks and then test again. And then you know, did things get better? Did they get worse? Did they stay the same? Right? And then you can make a judgment call on what should the next step be, right? Maybe everything improves. I know the training I was doing was working really well, so maybe I just slightly progress it in my next phase. Or nothing got better, and then it just shows me, well, nothing got worse, but nothing got better, so obviously I need to start changing something. Or you might see it where some things got a lot better and other things didn't, and that might be a good thing, or maybe it's not. Right, so maybe you wanted to see improvements in strength and only endurance got better. And then if you look at your program, you might see that it's heavily endurance based and you're not doing enough strength training. So you can modify that for your next phase, right? So all this is doing is providing more information to give you a better program, more customized for what you're looking to do. All right, guys, well, that's it. I told you it'd be a little bit of a shorter one today. I just wanted to, again, start from the beginning and help you out getting started with your program, right? Don't forget, the assessment is one of the most important parts of your program, so you know exactly what's working, what's not working, and what you even need to work on. So hit these assessments. Again, check out our show notes at spartanunderground.com/podcast, and you can see all the different tests we talk about, plus all the other links that we might have mentioned in the show. Don't forget, if you are at the Pala race, we would love to see you. Come check out our booth. It's San Diego Premier Training. We're going to be right by the finish line. Come get a massage, a injury evaluation, or just come hang out for a little while and say hey. And we would love to see you there. Also, I just wanted to mention before we go, we actually we put together a 90-day Spartan race training program that we have available right now. It's going to be 50% off for a limited time. Right now, it's for $49, and you'll actually get three plans in one. You'll get access to our sprint training program, our super training program, and our beast training program. So you'll have access to all of them, as well as you'll get 90 days access to our Spartan Underground site, which is full of different tutorial videos on different obstacles. We have tons of workouts in there, other audio intervals or interviews, and just a ton of other information. So again, just go to the podcast show notes and you can see the link for that special right there for 50% off. And that's it for now. We'll be back soon with more great training tips for your next Spartan race.